Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet, streaming online, as well as on the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us wherever you're listening to us from, either here in the country or around the world. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And for all the people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the snow plow and sander drivers, too, because it's a busy night up there in some areas up north, as well as the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now in the weekend edition, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, sir.
I did that because Flip's listening. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Ron, we find ourselves in the weekend in the middle of a Lev Parnas Democrat document dump. Because last night, after everybody kind of forgot about what was going on, here they come, dumping the documents, and he's saying that Republicans don't want him to testify because he's got dirt on all of them. The president, Rudy Giuliani, he knows what the president said. He can open the door, this, that, and the other. But here's the deal. It's all hearsay evidence, number one, because here we go again, right? And number two, he was at a presidential event of some sort where he paid money to be with the president, paid money to get a picture taken with him, and by seeing that, he's saying, well, I know the president. I've talked to him.
Well, first, absolutely. That the guy is a walking joke. And first of all,
he's a criminal.
Yeah, who can trust him? He's been arrested for, obviously.
Indicted.
He's a liar. Mm-hmm. And all the above. And so the best thing for him to do, he should just shut up and go away, because I think he's going to get himself in trouble as he's pushing ahead with this BS. So it's another Democrat bomb that just fizzles out.
This is part of what the plan B is for the Democrats once they lose the acquittal, or once the president gets acquitted in the Senate. This is part of the plan B. They're going to parade him all around. They're going to bring him on all the different talk shows that the MSN has to offer, the ABCs, the CBSs, the MSNBCs, NBCs, and they're going to bring them on, bring him on, and he's going to be around for the next 2 or 3 months. Watch and see. Mark my words.
Oh, that's okay. And, at the end of all that, when Trump is finally reelected, he's going to be able to turn around to all of them and say, well, how's that working out for you? Like I said, he's a joke. The Democrats are a joke. They're desperate. And they're so fixated on their hate of Donald Trump because of what the good things he's doing for our country. And they're going down a rat hole. They're taking themselves literally down a rat hole. And it's good. It's good. It's all good.
Now, I got a message here from Steve in Thailand. He's saying, I'm a little concerned about the deep state Republicans that they may vote with the Democrats at the end of the Senate impeachment trial. I don't trust some of them, such as Mitt Romney, who I'm sure hates President Trump, and Lisa Murkowski, yeah, to mention two. Hopefully there won't be enough defections to impeach President Trump. We need him, Steve in Thailand.
Steve in Thailand has reason to be concerned. Where the Republicans are plagued with several members who are nothing more than rhinos. You know, they're more like Democrats than actual conservatives. And so there is need for concern, but I don't think that there's enough of them to, actually, cause an impeachment. I really don't. I know there's Collins, there's, Romney, and maybe one or two others, but, not enough.
Well, there's going to be a crossover of Democrats that are going to vote, to acquit. We know that.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're just not tipping their hands just yet.
Yeah, because those two or three that are going to flip, because they're in states that were won by Trump, and they're kind of in hot seats themselves, and so to try to cover their behinds, they're gonna flip. You're right.
Now, there's going to be a big gun rights rally on Martin Luther King Day in Richmond, Virginia. The governor there has already come out and said that it's going to be a state of emergency, no guns in the area. He said he's got credible threats from white supremacist groups that are going to come in there threatening to shoot up the area.
Well, what the Virginia governor has done is actually put a huge shot in the arm in the movement to preserve the Second Amendment. Normally, you know, that's an annual event that occurs there. But because of his stupidity, anti-gun attitude, I think many, many, many thousands are going to show up. It's going to be a huge, huge mega rally now, which will bring national attention.
Well, they don't want to bring they don't want to bring their guns because they won't let them in.
Well, that's okay, but it's about the attendance of thousands and thousands of Americans who are protesting this attack on the Second Amendment. That's what's most important. It's going to turn what would have been a normal 1,000, person participation.
Hold that thought, because we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and Ron Edwards is going to catch his wind because he said so much all at one time there. We're all going, huh? What? But anyway, I'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Choach, go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Things whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition. Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Once again, progressive bigoted leftists have persuaded the U.S. military bigwigs to do their dirty work against biblical scriptures and religious liberty. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, from the founding of our great republic, biblical scriptures and prayers have been wisely utilized to seek providential guidance, wisdom, and protection. Our brave men and women in the military have been able to choose to select dog tags from a faith-based company that inscribes biblical verses on them. Among the most popular is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. But now certain shaky military bigwigs have caved to the leftist and have demanded the Christian company remove all biblical references from all of their army products. I cannot tell you how many great soldiers have throughout the years told me personally the comfort they derive from having scriptures to read and the prayers and support from we the people. Someone needs to inform the leftist bullies and military leaders that scripture denial is undeniably right denial. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.Talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Yeah, there you go. And that's Ron Edwards, and we appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by my very, 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 very good friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, keep in mind, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And by the way, right now, they've got a tremendous inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles at both the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura dealerships. Now, the dealership locations here in Florida, you can check them out by going online, MossMAUSNissan.com. US 1954, Newport Richey, Crystal River on US 19, the Moss Wholesale to the Public Store, all certified pre-owned, Home Assassin Springs on US 19, and in North Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue. Tell them the captain sent you. He'll save you some more money. That's Moss, MAUSNissan.com. All righty. Kyle, listen to me. Ron Edwards, that was last hour. Ron Edwards is with us now. Ron, we got a lot of stuff going on here that's just happening in our world in which we live. And it's really kind of hard to try to put a finger on much of anything. But in Iran, we know that there are huge demonstrations going on right now, and people are not really getting the truth about what's happening. Now, the demonstrations in Iran are being participated in predominantly, we're being told, because, well, they shot down the aircraft and the people don't like being lied to. Well, how about the inflation rate being at 40% and going up? And how about the unemployment rate there being 20% and going up?
Well, that'll bring out folks, too, in protest against a government that continues to enact policies that not only strip away their rights, but also are stripping away their ability to create wealth through jobs and business entrepreneurship. And, 20% or more unemployment is pretty drastic. And then you couple that with 40% inflation. That's pretty
bad. And going up.
Yeah, and they have a limited ability to create an economy anyway. I think their major industry is things like oil and all of that. I don't know if they have a lot of manufacturing. And
Beans and bullets.
Yeah, they did. They have a lot less. Bad stuff. When you ruin people's ability to create wealth and you take away their rights and they're a little hungry, they get kind of grumpy. And there's going to be a lot of protests out there, so... good for them. They need to protest even more.
Well, here's the problem with Iran. They haven't still gotten the message. Ayatollah yesterday was doing the Friday prayers, which is something he hasn't done in years, and he got out there and used it as a bully pulpit to get up there and warn the United States and talk about all the things that they were going to do to us if we did things to them. But we know it's just a matter of time before they fire a few more missiles in our direction. We know that. And when they do, and if they hurt somebody or kill somebody, God forbid, any of our people, they are going to suffer billions worth of dollars of damage because we're going to take out maybe, oh gosh, a nuclear plant. Maybe we'll take out one of their oil refineries. Maybe we'll take out their naval installation there on the Straits of Hormuz, the little fast boat deal that's there. But we're going to do something that's going to cost them billions and billions of dollars. Wonder what the people will do then.
Well, the people are going to continue to, I believe, rail against that government. Because long before their problems with the United States of America, they've been very abusive with those people since 1979, I believe. Uh-huh. And so they have been just trampling on those people. And so it's going to continue to get worse, and I believe you, because those committees are nutbags, and they want to prove to the world they can beat up the big Satan and the little Satan Israel. And the only way to really reach people of that ilk is to defeat them. They don't understand getting along. Their religion teaches them to defeat their enemy. And that's all they're like they're programmed robots, and they're willing to go down to their graves in trying to defeat the United States of America. So I agree with you that they will try something. But we have a president that's going to fight back, and it's going to be bad for them.
Now, I have previously talked about what's going to be coming down in going down in Virginia on Monday with the gun rights rally in Richmond. We just did get a little something sent to us here from Eric, our trucker Eric, and it's from a senator by the name of Amanda Chase, who's a state senator in Virginia. And her concern is that anyone who has ever related to the three percenters, a militia, or just belonged to any patriotic group, the groundwork is being laid now in Virginia to brand you as a domestic terrorist if you support the Second Amendment and guns, because they have declared a state of emergency in Richmond to where they will allow no guns of any type, even if you legally are authorized to carry one in the rally area. It's just not going to happen, and it sounds like as if there could be a confrontation there with some of these groups that are going to show up from out of state that have, and by the way, I don't know if you know this, but Virginia is one of those states where you don't have to live in the state to get a concealed carry permit. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that. It's one of the few.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. That representative and others are themselves going to be branded as, I don't know, nut jobs, anti-Second Amendment people, and people that want to destroy our rights, and they shall be themselves voted out of office in due time. You know, the American people are going to take, we can only take so much. And to try to take away the Second Amendment in such a manner is just going way too far. And the American people there in the great Commonwealth of Virginia are going to fight back and throw those bums out. And this is what it takes. I mean, they shouldn't have been voted in anyway. I mean, it was used to be a red state, and people got kind of foolish over there.
Well, you know what happened the last election? Only 1% fewer of the Republicans showed up to vote, while the Democratic vote was up 20%.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it's going to be a different story because this is getting really close to home as far as their rights and their ability to function freely as Americans. You go after the Second Amendment in such a manner, and you're going to draw the ire of the American people.
Well, you know what they're what they're trying to do down in Florida right now, don't you?
Yeah, I heard about that.
They're trying to outlaw the gun show, the gun shows where you can come there and buy a weapon at a gun show.
I don't think that's going to fly very far.
Well, it already got passed. Already got passed in the Senate. It has to go through the House, and then the governor's got to sign it. And I don't think he's going to do that.
No, I don't. I doubt it seriously, and I don't think the people would stand for that. There's a lot of great people there in your state, and I don't think it would get very far. Seriously.
Now, very quickly, got about a minute left here. Ilhan Omar has got a new unexpected Republican challenger in Minnesota. It is a Muslim refugee running against her, a female.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't care if it's a Republican or whatever. I don't trust them, and you know why. And I think there's an American that's running against that.
Chris Kelly.
Yes. Yep. That's who you want to vote for.
Chris Kelly. Yep, he is a 28-year military veteran and also a 25-year police officer right there in the district.
Yep, absolutely. Godspeed to him.
We will see you next Tuesday. So until then, stay out of the snow and carry a shovel with you.
All right, take care. Bye now.
All right, and Ron did tell us that it was snowing up there. In Michigan, pretty good, where he's at, right around Detroit. And according to the weather map, I agree. I see it right there. It is snowing for sure. All righty. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
11 United States troops were flown out of Iraq for evaluation of concussion-like symptoms in the days following the Iranian missile strike that President Donald Trump initially said caused no harm to American forces. The Pentagon's chief spokesman, Jonathan Hoffman, said Defense Secretary Mark Esper did not know of the injuries until he was told Thursday afternoon. The question of American casualties was especially significant at the time because the missile attacks results were seen as influencing a U.S. decision on whether to retaliate with Iran. Trump chose not to retaliate, and the tensions with Iran have eased since then. The Supreme Court agreed to take up the issue that could change a key element of the system America uses to elect its president. Whether the electors who cast the actual Electoral College ballots for president and vice president are required to follow the rules of popular vote or free to vote as they wish. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our first military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. You can find them online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that folks getting out of the military sometimes don't necessarily want to do what they did when they were in the military. They're looking to do something different with the training they got. We also know that young people, when you get out of high school, you don't always go right off to college. You look for something to do while you're trying to figure out what it is you want to do. Well, how would you like the opportunity to start out in a job that would pay you about $60,000 a year to start? Now, Bo Browning was in here Thursday of this week. And he told us that the new the new numbers had come out for what the rate of pay was for aviation maintenance techs, which is what he trains his people to be at the National Aviation Academy, and it was no longer down around $50,000. It was closer to $60,000. So the new number we're using is $60,000 a year is what you can expect to make starting out as an aviation maintenance tech working 40 hours a week. Now, can you work more than that and make more? Oh, yeah. You can make a lot more. You can have a six-figure salary. Now, just go to the website, naa.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. That's naa.edu, 800-659-2080. There you go. Now you know the rest of the story. Now, the military is keeping us abreast of what is transpiring over the course of the Middle East. We did find out that we had 11 of our troops, actually 8 of our troops, medevaced this week to Germany, and 3 were sent to Kuwait to be treated for traumatic brain injury and experienced concussion symptoms from the explosions and the attack at the Al Asad Air Base. Now, they're going to be okay, thank goodness. Nobody was killed or seriously injured, thank goodness. But you can rest assured that if Iran does this again and either seriously wounds or kills any of our people, that we are going to strike Iran with a vengeance that you wouldn't believe, that's going to cause billions of dollars worth of damage to their infrastructure, places like their power plants, maybe their nuclear plant. How about their oil refinery or two? How about maybe the Iranian Quds Force base where they got those fast boats along the water? But anyway, that's the sort of thing we're going to do. Mark my words. Now, in the years since President Trump declared a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexican border, starting the ball rolling on using Homeland Security and Department of Defense funds to build the barriers along the wall, the Army Corps of Engineers, as well as private individuals there, had built a little bit more than 100 miles of wall. But with the additional money that was just gathered and released by the court that said, yes, it's okay to use this amount of money, $7.2 billion, the president has planned this year to build 370 miles of additional wall because there won't be any more challenges in court, more than likely. So there you go. Now, the United States has made a command decision. Remember all the Saudi Arabian military students and what happened in Pensacola, where they actually sent 21 of them home because of questions about their vetting process and things that had been discovered on their cell phones and in their computers and this, that, and the other? Well, U.S. training for more than 800 Saudi Arabian military students could be restarted in the coming days, the Pentagon said, nearly 6 weeks after the shooting by one of their Saudi trainees that killed 3 sailors in Pensacola, Florida. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be. It just means could be. We'll see. Also, the U.S. Army is taking a step back in its effort to replace the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. After receiving only one bid in its competitive prototyping program, but this does not mean the end of the road for the future optionally manned fighting vehicle, service leaders told reporters at the Pentagon. Now, paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team are going to replace about 100 Marines who were previously sent to bolster security forces at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, according to a U.S. Central Command spokesman. So the Marines are coming back out and going back to the Fast Force where they came from, and the 82nd Airborne is going in. Well, knowing the reputation of the 82nd, knowing my dad was in it, knowing members of the 82nd and former members, that's not a bad move. They won't It won't hurt at all. And besides that, these guys here, I'm sure they're going to go in there with all their bells and whistles and toys. Now, the Air Force F-15E Strike Eagles are arriving in Saudi Arabia at a base amidst the Iranian tensions. The 494th Expeditionary Fighter Squadrons and jets arrived just hours after the U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed the top Iranian general in early January. They've already begun flying sorties in the area. A lot of monitoring going on of the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman, where it's expected at any time something could happen, that the Iranians could go in there and try to block the Straits of Hormuz. Wouldn't put it past them. And Iran's president said no limit right now is going on to their nuclear enrichment. Iran's president said that there's absolutely no limit to the country's enrichment program of uranium following its decision to abandon its commitments under the 2015 nuclear deal. Again, we'll see where that goes. Now, Congress is currently wrestling with deterring China beyond nukes. Days after China's Navy commissioned its biggest and most advanced surface warship yet, on a path to an estimated 420 ships by 2035, key experts told Congress that the U.S. must form a new and creative strategy to deter China beyond just nuclear weapons. We'll see what happens. And the latest U.S. Navy budget, the salvo there, demands a larger share of the defense budget for the Navy that requires a bunch of tough scrutiny on their part. Because back on January 14, Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Michael Gilday announced its service needs a bigger slice of the defense budget if it's to reach its goal of building a 355-ship fleet. We'll see what happens there. Now, if Iran can easily target U.S. installations in the Middle East with ballistic missiles, imagine what China could do as it continues to make long-term military and technology investments. Imagine what they could do. No telling, is there? There's just no telling. And the Navy and Marine Corps is going to be joining forces over in the far Pacific in order to combat the threats that China poses at sea and on land. Also, crews on a Navy littoral combat ship have been testing some potent airburst rounds. These are blasts that are designed to hit the hard to hit drones, blow them out of the sky. And there's also some, I understand, laser technology that's being advanced with these ships. So we'll wait and we'll see what happens there. All righty. We'll be back with our next highway and byway report. Take a look at the roads and where this snowstorm is going and if it's made any movements or made any improvements anywhere along the line coming across the upper Midwest and certainly out there in the West Coast again. Another storm has come ashore. Tell you, busy weekend road-wise. Be careful out there, you guys and gals are out there trucking today. And I'll be back with more. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Hearts get broke, but them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, there it is, the Highway Junkie song, bringing us in this hour of the Captain's America Third Watch Highway Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Flying and Flying J truck stops, wherever they're at. You probably, a bunch of you are listening to me right there from those truck stops tonight, because here we go. A winter storm is bringing blizzard conditions, heavy snow, and ice through Saturday all the way from the upper Midwest, North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Nebraska, down into Kansas, all the way across to New England. So a little bit of something for everybody here. But a sprawling winter storm is continuing to produce blizzard conditions across the eastern Dakotas, western and southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, as well as areas of moderate to heavy snow are expected over much of the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and parts of the Northeast. By the way, the lake effect snow machine has kicked in and it's gotten a little bit better organized now in upstate New York in particular. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, the greatest freezing rain and glaze accumulations are forecast right now across the Missouri area, up I-44, and then over into Kentucky and over towards Virginia and over towards Maryland. There is some exceptions. We'll get into that in a minute, but let's start with the snow and with lots of it. Now, up in North Dakota, half of the state is covered in snow right now and snowing hard. The eastern part of North Dakota from Canada down to South Dakota, down to Nebraska, including the Omaha. Well, it's not Omaha. It's more like Sioux City, Iowa right now. But including that area is all under a blizzard warning right now. You've got high winds behind this thing where it's not snowing and cold temperatures to boot. Now, over in Minnesota, the entire state's under a winter storm warning tonight. The western and southwestern corner of Minnesota are under a blizzard warning right now, as is the western part of Iowa. So if you're on I-80 or I-29, you could be having a real tussle trying to get anywhere right now, especially around Omaha or Sioux City. Now, down in the southern half of Iowa tonight and the southeastern corner of Nebraska and the northern part of Missouri, you have just a general snow, not the blizzard conditions or winter storm warning, so you're just getting a light dusting of snow. But down coming out of Oklahoma on I-44 in Missouri, you're going to have rain, freezing rain, drizzle, ice all the way up towards St. Louis. And then that's going to kick in and stay that way all the way towards Effingham, Illinois. And then south of Effingham along I-70, it looks like you're going to be in a mixture of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and some snow. The further north you go up to the lakes, Great Lakes, you're going to be in all snow. And also that freezing rain and sleet and whatnot is forecast to be in the state of Kentucky today, and the mountains of West Virginia, and also the mountains of Maryland. Now, looking at Wisconsin, western two-thirds of Wisconsin under a winter storm warning, the upper peninsula of Michigan under a winter storm warning, eastern Wisconsin, you're getting a general snow. Same for most of Illinois. However, the winter storm warning has moved over into the western part of Illinois right now, to where you might be getting it up there around the Quad Cities along with Iowa. And then I-80, I-90, I-70, you've got general snow all the way across in Michigan right now, general snow there, except for the Detroit area where you have a winter storm warning, as well as for Windsor, Ontario, Canada. General snow coming across, again, I-80, I-90, I-70, all the way across to the East Coast. When you get into upstate New York, I-90, you're going to have general snow until you get up into north of the New York Thruway on I-81, that stretch from Oswego to Watertown and all the way across into Vermont and the mountains, the Berkshire Mountains in Massachusetts. You've got a winter storm warning there, quite a bit of snow coming down. You've got snow all across New England tonight, so it's going to be there. It is what it is. And finally, looking up into the Northwest, another storm has come ashore. You've got a winter storm warning for a lot of areas in Washington State. Snow squally tonight. You're going to probably need change coming over there. Coeur d'Alene, you got snow there. You got snow down below in the Hood River Valley. So be advised of that coming down 84, coming off Cabbage. You'll run into the other side of Pemberton, all the way over towards just this side of Portland, Oregon. Then the mountains of Oregon, you got a general snow coming down. And that's about the way it is tonight with the weather. So lots of snow to talk about. Big storms, big amounts of snow going to be dumping in. By the way, they had an avalanche in California last night by down the road a piece from Lake Tahoe. Some people are still missing. A couple of people killed in that one. And they've had 2 feet of snow in that area and still snowing. Still snowing. All righty. Let's go over to the phone lines. We got Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know what's going to happen here, but we've got this gun rally that's projected, planned for Monday down in Richmond, Virginia. Now, the Supreme Court just decided in favor of the governor and said, yes, you can declare a state of emergency, and yes, we don't want to have any guns in the Richmond, Virginia area because of the danger of white supremacists maybe shooting. They've threatened to shoot up the rally. So what do you know about all this?
I haven't really kept up with it, except that I think they just arrested three people who, according to some kind of chatter in some kind of forum or whatever, they were part of some kind of alleged radical group or militia that were going to shoot up the place or something.
That's correct.
We don't know that was a real threat, but nonetheless they have been arrested. So there's a lot of moving parts to all of this, and I don't really know where else to go. I mean, I haven't kept up with it. I see little snippets of the thing, but I don't know how to put it together in context.
Well, there's a general move in Michigan. Listen to me. A general move in Virginia to limit the gun rights of some folks there. We all know that they're talking about getting rid of assault rifles. But in the meantime, right here in our state of Florida, Thursday there was a bill passed in the Senate going over to the House, and we don't know what's going to happen. But it was going to regulate and almost eliminate all together the sale of weapons at gun shows.
Well, I mean, they're trying everything that they can, and I think that with all of these activities that have gone on, not only in proposed legislation but at the state level, and at the state level it's important because that's how the Supreme Court really ruled. If this is not, you cannot infringe on Second Amendment. Forget what the case was, but it was a Scalia decision. They put it back down to the state level. And so this is what is happening here in Virginia, that they are using the Heller decision, to make some limitations here. And Virginia is not going to put up with it.
Yep, and it's not going to happen in Florida either. Hold on. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. When we come back, Iran, of course, the people are out on the streets there. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. But also Iraq, the protests you've seen in Iraq. Well, Iran is behind those. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.